Owen needs to pick a team.
I'm ready to dive in.
Look at the standings.
Is your dad like Manchester United?
He likes does. Man U. You don't want to do that. Man City would be hilarious.
No, it would not be hilarious.
This
absolutely not.
Is why I said
fireable
I can't
offense.
Do that.
Yeah, absolutely not.
We're down to the final four. We've got Arsenal, Tottenham, Chelsea, and Manchester City.
Well, everybody is on pins and needles across the country, particularly those teams. The answer to the question everybody wants to know: what's your decision?
Oh, look at this. Jim Gray is here for the announcement. The legendary Jim Gray. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Nick Mendola's in for a little bit here, hanging out. Some soccer talk. It's, of course, Bills-Bears this weekend. They have a practice today and then a preseason game on Sunday at 8 p.m. If there are any reviews in this game, I swear, I will go to Chicago and break the replay system. All right, Owen, it's time. It's time to make your decision.
Big moment.
If you want to get through it, if you want to talk to us, you know, I feel like I should be Jim Gray here. Did you find that you're deciding up to the last minute? Did you find that you had something in your heart from the start and nothing could get you off of that? Did you seek counsel of other fan bases? You know, like,
you know, I've gone through a lot of stages of this process. Day one, I was immediately just like, I was just gonna pick Arsenal because you made such a hard bargain. Like, it sounded awesome. You sent me that Saka video.
Yes,
my case
for Arsenal, Nick, among others, is that they have one of the best players in the world who's fun to watch. He's young. He's awesome.
He's my pick for Player of the Year this coming year.
There you go.
See, that's all very exciting. I would think for the same reasons that I had to eliminate Liverpool, I feel I have to eliminate Arsenal from this final four. Mm. We're used to it. I just don't feel right if I join now and you guys win this year. What am I doing?
That's true. I tried this with the SEC football. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to pick an SEC team because that's the only real league. I picked LSU and they won it right away. And I was like, well, that stinks. Like, I actually didn't want that.
I don't want that.
That is not. You actually want to think they're going to win a bunch and then not. Yeah. So thank you for not picking Arsenal. Now they will win it.
And now I want to go on that ride with you, but your ride to take. That's not my ride to take. So I've got my little sheets here. Some of them are bigger than others. Arsenal.
Okay. Hold on. Let me look at the video. Wow. Oh, wow. He's terrible. I mean, disrespecting the shield.
Like stepping on the logo.
What are we doing here?
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Okay. So, and then the next day, I was thinking about, I did a bunch of research. It's like, I'm not going to do Arsenal. I'd realized that. It's probably not the best pick. Just, they're too good. Whatever. Who's slightly worse, maybe, that maybe nobody I know is doing?
Okay.
Chelsea. That was my next thought.
Okay.
Chelsea seems awesome. And then I did enough research to realize they've spent like $1 billion and don't have anybody good anyways, basically. Right, Nick? Close?
They've got some good players.
They have spent an absurd amount. They have so many players.
Yeah.
Right.
I like to say one thing about Chelsea. Due respect to my friends that like Chelsea. I just like to say nobody likes anybody that likes Chelsea.
Well,
I just like saying that.
I'm a little bit of a sucker for the blue jersey, though, because everyone's red.
The blue I did like. The blue I did like. But for the ownership, whatever, I didn't vibe with all that. So Chelsea also out. So now we are down to my final two. Manchester City and Tottenham Hotspurs.
Wow.
That is what we've got here.
This is okay. Like, hold on, let me make a comparison.
There's really only one answer here.
This is a comparison. Hey, who's in the Super Bowl this year? Oh, it's going to be the Chiefs and the Eagles. Cool. Cool.
Well, so Tottenham, I've gotten so much love. Like, so many guys I'm getting messages from. You got to pick Tottenham.
Huge
Tottenham's
Buffalo
awesome.
There is a big supporter group.
The Banshee
here, yes.
Might as well be Lily White. That's
right.
Their color.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And so I'm going tonight. I'm going to the Banshee this afternoon with my buddy who's a Liverpool fan. He was very sad I eliminated Liverpool. So that's all very exciting. And obviously, Manchester City is a
you get the Oasis angle. I like that.
That's a fun pick.
You get Oasis and Johnny Marr from the Smiths.
I mean, I hope they are financially punished into relegation.
Yeah,
it's and then you'll just have to pick again. They won't be punished into relegation, but still, no. We're still waiting on like them to lose 20 points because of cheating.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So, I've made my decision. It took me until literally in this break. I was not sure who I was going to pick.
Is it Brentford?
It is not Brentford. It is not Manchester City. It is also not Tottenham.
Wow.
We're going with Manchester United. I'm going with my dad.
Look at this. Wow, this is big.
Nick, you convinced me.
The blood rules.
You had to do it.
Now you got to go to Old Trafford.
I drew the logo in the break.
Commitment.
I want you to put
dragon
that
dragon and all.
I want you to put that logo drawn. Yeah, that goes on the bulletin board behind you.
Is it Josh Allen level bad?
Actually, pretty good. We used to have a game we played in the studio called Spontaneous Logo.
Oh,
remember that?
Yeah.
We would say like, close your eyes and draw the Flyers logo, and you'd have to try and do it. And then we had pictures of them up here. It was a fun game. You ever bored? Play Spontaneous Logo.
Yeah, so I can't do the same team as dad, whatever. That's lame. I don't want to do it.
You got something in common with Rory McIlroy.
I'll tell you, I think it's fine because multiple reasons. I'm glad you picked United over both Tottenham and City, to be totally honest. because there would have been a time that jumping on United would have been lame.
Very.
And right now is not one of those times.
Yeah, for 15 years they were unequivocally always going to be in the discussion, ran better than everybody, and cocky.
Yep.
And for
it would have been Duke, the Yankees, congratulations. But like it's a great time to buy.
They're a fallen angel, which is funny because they're the Red Devils, Jeremy.
I like it.
I really like that.
United.
So right. I did a little more work last night and was looking at them, and I realized I had eliminated them yesterday and kind of felt stupid for that. And Nick, you got me with the go. If we're going to go one day, that would be awesome.
You have that moment, so, you walk in, and it's like, boom.
You and your dad. Yeah. Yep. Pretty good.
Yep.
You join a list of very famous Man United fans.
My dad told me when we were talking about this the other day, I was talking about Tottenham, I think, or Chelsea I was talking about. And he goes, oh, Joe Strummer was a Chelsea fan. And then he looks it up and went, actually, that's not right. He was an Arsenal fan. Ooh. And that's way, it almost got me over to you. So like, there's all these celebrity people I had to consider too. That was always,
you
that
have
jacked
to
me up a little bit.
The celebrity.
Gotta think about that. That's part of my selection.
Idris Elba is Arsenal.
No. Yeah.
But I'm super pumped. It'll be fun for me and him to watch the games.
Yeah, it won't be too fun on Sunday when you get your brains beat in by Arsenal, but that's okay.
It's a great place to start.
It's a great place to
start. That was not...
Starts you with a loss.
Not lost on me. That was our first game.
Sunday, 11:30.
Man U, here I am.
Man U's famous fans. You need a jersey now. You need to start saying things like, we, you know?
Exactly.
The lads.
Andrew Bynum is a Man U fan.
Of course he is.
I've got a long list here. A long list. Brad Pitt. I guess. Brad Pitt.
Rey Mysterio.
Wow.
That's a name. All right. I'm going to find like the best name on this list. Who could it possibly be? I don't know. It's all alphabetical. Enrique Iglesias. Does that speak to you? Maybe not. Gary Oldman.
Rory's the one for me that I always come back to.
Yeah.
Rory's good. Rory's I like Rory. Recently, he's been a little whatever.
He has been a little whatever. Yeah.
He's ornery.
Well.
It's because of Man United.
It might be. He won the Masters. Relax.
He did.
Exactly.
Rory's like the Bills, too, winning the Masters. All right. Well, congratulations, Owen. I hope your team loses.
It was a fun process. I know. I hope your team loses, too, now. I get to say that and believe it. So I'm very excited. It's going to be fun. So thanks for making this whole production so much fun. That was a blast. I'm excited to dive in headfirst into the Man U fanhood.
Yeah. Extendo Sports coming up, and then the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Bills in Chicago today for joint practice with the Bears, of course. Sal will keep everybody updated throughout the morning, and the preseason game Sunday is going to be here on WGR as well.